Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sirwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Democratic Party Chair Dr. Andy McGuire about the Democratic National Convention.
Tell me a little bit about your history with the Democratic Party.
Well, I've been a Democrat for a very long time here, but an activist and a funder. And I ran for Lieutenant Governor back in 2006 with Mike Bluen. But of late, for the last 18, 20 months, I've been the chair of the whole state party.
Okay. So the Democratic National Convention is coming up next week, correct?
Yes. I leave on Saturday and it starts. We have a reception on Sunday. It officially starts on Monday morning.
Okay. What are you looking forward to with that?
You know, I'm looking forward to all those Democrats coming together and really launching Hillary Clinton to be the next president of the United States.
So what are some things that people can look forward to from the Democratic National Convention?
Well, you know, I think what they're going to hear is a lot different than what they're hearing this week, which I think they're going to hear policies that will actually push people forward in the United States. You know, we know not everybody's doing well, and I think we want to look at policies like college affordability, minimum wage, equal pay for equal work. We're really looking for everybody to have an opportunity to succeed. We don't feel like that's really happened as much as it should. We've got an economy that's certainly going better now than it was when President Obama took over, but we need to keep policies going that will help all of us do better and all of us succeed.
What will your part be at the convention?
I'm the delegation chair, and then I'm the head of the party, and I probably will be the one who says Iowa casts its votes for that part. So that'll be fun. And then I also help the whole delegation. We have 51 delegates, 4 alternates, 2 pages, and 5 committee people, and then a staff that we'll all have to get to the different places, make sure we get the rules committee and the platform committee and all the different night stuff done so we get our job done.
So now, Iowa is the first battleground state for the nomination. How was that earlier this year?
Well, we did launch this, and it was certainly a very razor-close caucus this year, and that really brought a lot of new Democrats into our party, which has really helped our party and energized our party. And I think that's happened all over the United States. You know, people think because you have a real contest that that doesn't help you. It actually does help you because it brings out lots of people, and now we'll come together at the other end of this cycle at the national convention. We'll come together and we'll launch one candidate to be the next president.
Do you feel like the party is unified right now?
It's getting more unified every day. I think when you look at, when anyone looks at that's a Democrat that believes in the ideals we believe in and opportunity and equality, when you look at that and you look at the Republicans and the difference, really, we need to get together and make sure that our person wins because the hateful rhetoric they're talking about is not something we believe in. You know, we believe in really having that equality that they're talking hateful language about racism. We believe in opportunity for all, and they're really not talking about those kind of issues. So I think everyone will unite once they realize that the stakes are so high and we cannot possibly let the other side win.
Okay. Any insights on who might be the vice presidential candidate?
I've been asked that a lot. I would tell you all the candidates that she's looking at, I think, could be good presidents, and that's what you're looking for, someone who could step into that job. But I have a personal favorite in our governor, Tom Vilsack, who's been a great secretary of agriculture, and he's done such a great job of bringing along the economy with farming and really the efficiencies of farming. I just think that he would be a great pick, but he also has a secret weapon, I always say, and that's Christy Vilsack, who she's a wonderful campaigner and a wonderful, intelligent, driven woman. So I really think the two of them together would make a great pair for vice president, first, whatever you call the vice president's wife.
Do you feel like having someone like Secretary Vilsack would help win Iowa, which is such a crucial state?
You know, certainly you're exactly right. Iowa is one of the main battleground states. We definitely need to win this for Hillary, and I do think Tom Vilsack's presence on that ticket would help us a lot. I also think he'd help in the Midwest in general, but I think he's got the kind of personality and really positions his whole life from coming from an orphanage all the way up to being Secretary of Agriculture. I mean, he really has such a good story. I think it would help all over the United States.
Okay, any further comments that you'd like to let our listeners know about heading into the national convention?
Well, I just hope everybody, I hope they watch, but I hope they hear that how we're going to help everyday Americans and how we're going to help everybody get along, how we're going to talk about college debt and minimum wage and equal work for equal pay. We're going to be talking about issues that really affect everyone, and I want people to listen to that and really give us a shot because I think if you vote Democrat, you'll be very happy this fall.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Dr. Andy McGuire. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sirwinski with KCII News.